And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 2nd of February, 2011. It's James Joyce's birthday, born in Rathgar, Ireland, just outside Dublin, in 1882. And it was on this day, his birthday, that Ulysses first came out in 1922, 1,000 copies. He'd started writing Ulysses in 1914, took him more than 7 years, a book with almost no plot, Joyce trying to recreate a single day in the city of Dublin with all the sights and sounds and smells and all different kinds of people and the way they talked and their private thoughts as well. Joyce said, "I want to give a picture of Dublin so complete that if the city one day disappeared from the earth, it could be reconstructed out of my book." 1925, on this day, the diphtheria serum arrived in Nome, Alaska, carried there by a dog sled team. 1,500 people living in Nome, and in January, the town's only doctor saw some children with symptoms that he thought were symptoms of diphtheria. There were terrible blizzards all across the region, 50 degrees below zero at night. It was impossible to fly a plane into Nome, so the dog sledders volunteered to do it from the last stop on the railroad in Niana, 630 miles to Nome. 20 mushers, 150 sled dogs. There was terrible frostbite. Dogs died, but they covered the 630 miles in 5.5 days. The last leg run by a Norwegian named Gunnar Kaysen, who had moved to Alaska for the gold rush. The blizzard was so bad during Kaysen's run, he couldn't see the dogs in front of him. The whole sled flipped over. The serum was momentarily lost in the snow. But Kaysen made it to Nome at 2 o'clock in the morning on February the 2nd, and the diphtheria was controlled. And every year since 1973, the best mushers in the world get together to run the Iditarod race, which follows that same course, 630 miles to Nome. And it was on this day in 1709 that the Scottish sailor Alexander Selkirk was rescued from an island where he'd been marooned for 4 years. It was Selkirk who was the inspiration for Daniel Defoe's popular novel, Robinson Crusoe. Alexander Selkirk was a young Scottish sailor who was sailing on a ship called the Cinque Ports. He got into a big argument with his captain, and Selkirk announced that he would stay where they were, on the Juan Fernandez Archipelago, about 400 miles off the coast of Chile. Selkirk believed that because of the captain's neglect, the ship was about to sink, and he was right about that. The ship sank off the coast of Peru. Selkirk survived for 4 years, was rescued on this day in 1709, wrote a book about it. Daniel Defoe read the book and was inspired to write his own. Robinson Crusoe came out in 1719. Here's a poem for today by Dorothy Parker, Inscription for the Ceiling of a Bedroom. Daily dawns another day, I must up to make my way. Though I dress and drink and eat, move my fingers and my feet, learn a little here and there, weep and laugh and sweat and swear, hear a song or watch a stage, leave some words upon a page, claim a foe or hail a friend, bed awaits me at the end. Though I go in pride and strength, I'll come back to bed at length. Though I walk in blinded woe, back to bed I'm bound to go. High my heart or bowed my head, all my days but lead to bed. Up and out and on, and then ever back to bed again. Summer, winter, spring, and fall, I'm a fool to rise at all. Inscription for the Ceiling of a Bedroom by Dorothy Parker, from the Poetry and Short Stories of Dorothy Parker, published by the Modern Library and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.